Okay. Okay. Other things we need to decide here regarding the upcoming next two PNB meetings. You know, Summer and I can work on the leftover items from the last two agendas. But if there's any of you have things you want to add or deal with, you know, I'm open to proposals right now or suggestions.
Mr. Chair, one other thing. We had in some of the discussion linked the development considerations to the strategic plan. I think that while, you know, there is a lot of sense in doing that, I think that this is not something that should preclude us from being able to get an ask out for some money in, you know, either individual stations or whatever. And I think that the notion of developing for each station area letter of inquiry that can base a basic letter of inquiry would be helpful as first steps, you know, that we can take to begin soliciting some funds around. And also, I was wondering what...
You can put this in your email, too, Campbell. We don't have to go over all the details right here.
Okay. But, the other thing I was wondering, in terms of that, was the Foundation Center, the guide or directory that Summer had gotten from those good folks, if there's any kind of direction that she had found in there that might be opportunistic for us.
For strategic planning?
For development.
Okay. Summer?
May I suggest that the next development call, maybe we try to schedule a PNB development call. Would that be, Campbell, I mean, do you support the idea that we would go ahead and sort of have the development committee but invite the rest of the board members who are interested in strategic planning?
Sure. Sure.
And, okay, so why don't we get together with Heather, and then maybe we just grab a special date and ask as many people on the board who are interested in working on this to join us, okay, and have that stuff ready to deploy for discussion and try to have, like, a good 2-3 hours of just that stuff.
Point of information?
Yes.
Okay, yeah.
One of the things that the development task force said was important was that each of our stations solicit someone, each station solicit someone to be a publicist to generate some press releases. I know that I have secured Colleen O'Brien of KPFT to do that, and I don't know whether you've read your board packet and the report from development, but there is like a job description for this volunteer position. Do you know? Does anybody here know of anyone at your station who's offered to be a publicist to promote, just in a positive way, some of the things that are happening at your stations?
I haven't gotten any feedback on that.
And I think this is a longer discussion. I would like to move that we go ahead and schedule a special, rather than just a development task force meeting, that the next development task force we have try to make it into a meeting with the rest of the board.
This is Lydia.
Okay, hold a second, Lydia. To do what, Summer? Could you clarify?
Make an actual meeting and invite the rest of the board and stream it and et cetera. You know what I mean? More than just a task force meeting, something that engages the whole board with the various things that Campbell has highlighted, the stuff we didn't get to do at the in-person meeting, a special meeting just focused on this subject. Because
okay.
I think if we spend more time here discussing the things that we should be doing there, we won't get done what we need to tonight, which is figure out what the heck we're doing for this meeting this week and next week.
So for action item for the minutes, you and Campbell are going to get with Heather to do that. Is that what you're saying?
To schedule the next development task force meeting as an actual, you know, full meeting that's streamed with everyone else from the PNB invited to it as well to discuss the strategic planning and development.
Okay. Thank you. All right.
That was an update, people, too, on the progress we've made as a committee, you know.
Yeah. There's other things we need to talk about with the agenda. Or maybe
Lydia. I want to be on this. I want to respond to that.
Okay. Lydia?
Okay. Call me crazy, but how do you have a meeting on development if you don't have a strategic plan? Like, and, you know, what are you developing? I mean, you know, you're coming up with raising money in a vacuum. You have to discuss all of the things that Campbell had previously discussed first. Then you know what, A, you're selling, what you're promoting, what you're raising money around. I've never heard of such a thing.
Mr. Chairman,
I would object to just having a meeting on development before we discuss a strategy with objectives for the foundation around which you develop your development plan.
Okay, Campbell?
Bill, can I be back on stack? I think just having an argument.
I just don't want this to go on forever tonight. Okay.
Yeah.
So Campbell, then Summer.
Okay.
Very briefly, I certainly agree with you, Lydia. But the thing is, we've got our back to the wall right at present. I can mention an example of something that somewhat troubled me, and that is that our local NPR station has been doing a lot in regard to the problems faced by students in terms of dropping out of school and whatnot. This is something I would think that, WPFW would be in great position to do. Come to find out, and I think Teresa had sent out an email noting that NPR received $1.5 million from CPB to do something nationally in an arena that I would think would be something where we would have a very strong position. We, Pacifica, would have a strong position in engaging. But what I'm just saying by this is that there are some things that are kind of obvious that we can express a strength in so far as being able to engage, the project solutions or issues very effectively, and where we would have a capability of being able to move forward on this, and we could describe that capability within the context of what a grantor is, looking for insofar as solution. Granted, it'd be a lot better if we had a strategic plan where we could just say this thing is fitting right in our strategic plan by this, that, and the other. But what we can talk about, though, at I think most of our stations, is that this is the body of work that we have done over the years that involves working with people who don't have a voice, working with people who are marginalized, and,
okay, we don't need to go into all the details with that.
Okay, without going into all of that depth, a strategic plan would be nice, but, I think that we're in a situation where we have enough history that we can build on that history and use that as a rationale for our securing grant funding.
Teresa, for
okay,
the
Summer,
staff.
And then can we move on to after this, please?
Teresa, for the
okay,
staff.
Go ahead, Summer.
I guess what I was trying to say, and I think perhaps I was misunderstood, I wasn't specifying the contents of the meeting, whether we go for strategic planning or development. There's an entire ball of wax here that are all related subjects, and I was trying to avoid having the elongated discussion tonight. I feel that it requires at least a full meeting devoted simply to those topics, and that would probably be just the first meeting because, honestly, I mean, these are ongoing projects. So all I was suggesting is that rather than trying to figure out how to do piecemeal, a little piece, these issues at each of the upcoming meetings, that we simply agree that they're sufficiently important to require an entire meeting of their own in which the entire board should be engaged. That was what I was suggesting. That we find a date, that we don't have to do it tonight because these next two meetings, this is probably the following month. And then we have streaming issues. I realize that. I'm suggesting, or a different day altogether, that it be a special meeting just for these topics. I wasn't trying to limit the discussion as to what went into the meeting itself.
Okay, thank you. Teresa?
Yes.
We need to move on.
We recently received a presentation by a company on development, and I'd like to talk about that. So if we need to convene a meeting of development and have everybody invited, that would be fine. I think that's one of the things we should discuss. In regard to Lydia's comments about, what comes first, development or strategic plan, if development cannot operate without strategic plan, then I would assume that all of our development directors at our stations would be insisting that they have a strategic plan to work with. I mean, how does your development director operate without a strategic plan? The bottom line is, on the national level, we haven't had a development director for a long time, and we're not on the same page. We're on seven different pages. There's the national office, the archives, and the five other units. So let's get on the same page. If we're not going to follow the leadership of our executive director, and if we're not going to give the money for a development director, let's discuss this. So I'm all for having the next development meeting be a strategic planning session and dealing with these issues. Let's go for it. Thank you.
Okay. I don't really think we need to decide anything else here tonight. I mean, it sounds like some people in development are going to work on some stuff, and Campbell's going to work, write up some proposals, and invite other people by email, and maybe we'll have other meetings set up too. So I don't think we need to decide anything else tonight. Is that okay, so we can move on? I'm glad people are interested in this, though. This is great. Okay. Is there anything else we need to decide tonight regarding the next two P&D meetings, this Thursday and next Thursday? And I guess maybe I should mention September because, again, as I threw out earlier, we have a bunch of budgets we're going to have to approve in September. And so we need to have time for that then in September also.
Bill, this is Nia.
Yes, Nia.
You hear about the job descriptions, those need to be approved.
And yeah, I got that. Did you get that, Campbell, for the minutes?
The job descriptions, the ads, and the process for hiring.
Yeah, that was for you want that on the agenda. Yeah.
Because I'm done with this call, I have to refine this. Teresa and I just have a little bit more work to do, and that would be
okay. Yeah, you need to send those to us. So whatever motion came out of the committee.
That's what I just said. As soon as I'm done, then I will talk with Teresa, and then you guys will have them by tomorrow.
Okay. All right. Anything else for the agenda, or you want to just let Summer and I work on? We can delete things we covered, we took care of at the in-person meeting, and add any new motions or reports from the committees and things like that. And Summer and I can send that out. We need to get that out really soon, though, Summer.
How about tomorrow, Bill? You and I work on it tomorrow and get it out tomorrow.
Yeah, we need to do that. Yeah.
Yeah.
The meeting's Thursday.
Mr. Chair?
Yes.
Campbell? You had mentioned several committees that had not made reports during the in-person meeting. I think that those would be appropriate for certainly our next PMB meeting.
Right. Okay. And just thinking ahead, remember, we're going to have to spend a lot of time in September on budget. So let's try to get other things done this month as much as we can. Anybody else have anything to talk about on the agendas for the upcoming P&B meetings?
I love you all.
Oh. Okay. And I tell you, I'm really glad there's people interested in strategic planning. It's just a big process, but it really is important. And Lydia's right, too. You know, we need to do this. And some of the other things will fall out of that if we can come up with a plan. Okay. Next regular.
Arlene, did you hear me?
Oh, no. Go ahead, Arlene.
Yeah, on the closed session agenda, we need to discuss space for both WPFW and WBAI.
Yes.
Okay. All right. I guess Summer and I can talk to you, and we'll figure out how much time we need and things like that.
I guess those are going to take significant time, even though we won't have 100% specifics on them. But we'll have some specifics to deal with.
Okay. And, we didn't get a report from you in either open session or executive session in the Berkeley meeting, I don't believe. So we need updates on whatever else you have for us, too.
That's true.
Okay. Thank you. Summer or one of the others will call you tomorrow, I guess. We need to... Because I don't want to discuss on this call details for the executive session, but think about what the time we need for that.
And I wanted to make sure that they got mentioned because those are absolutely time sensitive and must be covered.
Okay. All right. All right. Can we move on then to the next agenda item, 7, in next regular in-person PNB meeting? When do we want to do that? And where, I guess? I guess New York is the next logical place in sequence. Somebody pointed out that
New York,
October or November might not be, it might be an expensive time to go to New York. I'm not sure.
They are the most they are the most expensive months, at least late September and October are in the entire year in New York.
Okay.
There are a couple of bad months in the spring too.
This is Lydia.
Yeah, Lydia.
Well, you know my position. I absolutely object to having another meeting. We are sinking and sinking fast, and I'm just at a loss for words that this be proposed at this juncture. I will, of course, oppose having another in-person meeting this year. Just to be clear,
we really can't afford it.
Okay. Any other comments, anybody?
Yes, Bill, this is Tracy for the stack.
Yeah.
Hello?
Yeah, go ahead, Tracy.
Okay. You can cut the cost substantially by swapping Houston with New York, and we've done that in earlier years. It's not a problem. You just returned to the cycle. The alternative is that we're going to have to meet at least every week in September and October and possibly more frequently than that. We're not going to get through 7 budgets any other way. It took us 8 hours in D.C. It took us the better part of 2 days in New York the year before that. This is just the reality. I have found that the board does not function well when it tries to meet every week because people start to fritz. And obviously this year, for various reasons, we have a committee structure that is far more demanding than it was in previous years. I do not think that we can afford to let our budgets languish beyond the deadline too much. In other words, by mid to late October, we've got to get this done. I'm not entirely optimistic we're going to make it by the end of September this year. But I don't think we can look at letting our budgets jingle around until December or January or next year, as we often have historically. So to me, I don't think we have much choice about another meeting. And my suggestion would be, again, flipping New York and Houston, since that will save us a substantial amount of money, and if there's any time of year that it's right to go to New York, it's late January. And I would suggest we look at mid-October in Texas.
Teresa for the stack.
Okay, let me just ask Tracy a question, though. So if we did it mid-October, you're talking about still doing the weekly meetings in September to get the, do the budgets, or not?
Well, that would be a decision of the board. At this point, it's a little bit difficult to tell when 4 of the 5 budgets will actually materialize and what shape they'll be in. Beyond Houston at this point in time, it's totally up in the air. My guess is we could probably pass 1 or 2 on the phone in September. I don't think we're going to get much further than that. And some of these budgets are going to be contentious, obviously, and take some time. It would be a decision of the board if we wanted to have extremely frequent meetings in September. I don't think it's going to be a popular decision in order to try to make it by September 30th. Or we could simply go for the open meeting in early to mid-October and say that we will complete our budget process at that meeting. Last time we did everything but national and consolidated by September 30th, and we got national and consolidated done about October 10th. And the auditor thought that was close enough. So I think if we can commit to getting it done by the second week in October, we would probably not be in bad shape. My guess is that trying to get it all done on the phone by the end of September will be a losing battle. I don't think people have the time or the concentration to be able to deal with six or seven budgets in a row with an expanded meeting schedule. When you're talking about the East Coast, people are doing this in the middle of the night. I don't think it's realistic.
Teresa,
okay.
Stack.
Teresa?
And then Nia, Bill?
All right, Nia. Go ahead, Teresa.
We do have to be careful. We had one meeting scheduled for Houston in September, and it had to be canceled due to a hurricane. So we do have to be cautious about hurricane time, period, in Houston area. My other question is, who has met their deadline at this point for submitting budgets, and who has not? And is there something on the Finance Committee that if those budgets are not submitted on time, the Finance Committee will do it for them? Because it seems
Tracy,
to me,
you want to respond to that?
It seems to me yeah. either general managers or LSBs are being insubordinate at this time not to get their budgets in.
Okay, let Tracy give you an update since she's chair of the NFC.
The only budget that came in on time was Houston. It basically has been approved by the NFC, although we will be notching that on August 14th. As far as I know, the only budgets that have gone to the LSBs is KPFA's went to the LSB, but there was no quorum for the meeting, and it went to the LSB right before the LSB meeting. K has not sent one to the LSB, at least not one that added up. WBAI has not sent one to the LSB, and WPFW is currently in an operational deficit on their budget. So all of these situations are going to get resolved sometime this month. There are extensions in effect for all four stations till three of the four for August 14th. K is already extended until August 28th, and I'm expecting that one or two other stations will extend till August 28th. I don't think the NFC is going to give extensions beyond August 28th, but if that's the scenario, then the NFC will have to do some budget construction and then deal with the budget and then pass it and then pass it on to the PNB. So you will probably be looking at getting most of the budgets sometime in September, which is why I'm suggesting that it will be insane to run them all through on the phone and expect to be able to do that. It's going to be pretty insane for the NFC in September, and I'm not even sure that the meeting dates will end up being available for the PNB to get through all of them. So to me, an in-person meeting is not a luxury. I mean, it's our responsibility, and we're going to have to do it.
Thank you. And I'll just say, I know there's going to be opposition on the PNB, in the NFC to extending any of the deadlines anymore, but I'm not sure what the NFC will decide. Well, anyway, that's another topic. But did you have any other questions or anything you want to say?
Well, I do have a question.
I guess we're trying to decide on in-person meeting.
If the national board, if the Finance Committee has given deadlines to the LSB and the GMs to submit budgets, who gets written up by whom if it's not submitted in time? Does the ED write up the GMs for not giving it to the LSB in time? Or
there's actually a motion from the NFC about this. Is that right, Tracy?
Well, two things. What is in effect right now is that if the deadline is missed, the NFC has the discretion to either take the budget in whatever state it's in and move forward with it, or to grant an extension. As I said, so far we have granted extensions. At a certain point, we won't. So what would happen is that approval of the budget is removed from the LSB, and it just comes to the NFC, and we prepare something for the PNB. That's the current state of things that is in effect, and the PNB ratified that last year. In terms of the motion that has been put forward, which will come up at the next NFC report, whenever we have an NFC report, involved having GMs written up when budgets didn't come in on time. And that was a motion that was put forward that the PNB would have to ratify. and that should come up during the next National Finance Committee report where we deal with motions, whenever we do that.
Thank you.
Okay, thank you. Okay, remember the agenda item right now is the discussing when and where to have the next in-person PNB meeting.
Bill, I had asked to be on the
discussion on that. Oh, yeah, I'm sorry, Neil. Go ahead, Neil.
Yeah, a couple of things. The in terms of precedent being set, overriding the LSB's responsibility according to the bylaws to approve the budget, I don't think that we should continue doing that. I think the LSB should be held accountable for LSB, the GM should be held accountable for approving their budgets in time or within the extension period. The other thing is, I recall back in 2010 that we were on the phone until, I think it was after 1 o'clock in the morning, approving all these budgets. We didn't do it in an in-person meeting, and we certainly did it then, so there's precedent for that. If we don't have any money to have an in-person meeting, I don't know where people suggest that we get the money from. So I just want to remind folks about that. In 2010, that I was up, it was until after 1 a.m. when those budgets were rammed through.
And that was by conference call you're talking about? Or in person?
Yeah, exactly.
Conference call? Okay. Okay, other comments? Discussion.
For the staff.
Who was that?
This is Tracy for the staff.
Yeah. Okay, Tracy.
I don't think we should use 2010 as an example. Both California budgets that year, KPFA's actually missed the in-person meeting and wasn't passed until November. And KPFK's actually never got passed by the PNB and was not, in fact, ratified until April of 2011. And we can't do that. So 2010's not an example of behavior to aspire to. That was a screwed-up process. We failed to get our budgets done in time. KPFK factually didn't even have one in 2011. And we had an in-person meeting, and we still didn't get it done. So I don't want to point to 2010 as any kind of an example. That was absurd and irresponsible. Was there another point? There was something else he had said. Oh, and the PNB, the NFC budget timeline was approved by the PNB in 2011. So we can think about it what we want, but it would require a rescission by the board. Otherwise, the NFC operates on that basis and is authorized to do so.
Okay, thank you. So it sounds like you were proposing we have an in-person meeting in early October in Houston. Is that what you were suggesting, Tracy? Is that a motion?
Yeah, I'll make that as a motion.
Bill?
Just so we know what we're discussing. Okay, Summer?
I think legal counsel, he and I discussed this already. He's not available, I think, the first weekend in October. Anyway, so can we just say October subject to availability? There are two weekends he's not available. So I think he's available the second weekend of October. I'll double-check that.
Yeah, absolutely.
If it passes. I'm just asking, let's not set the weekend in the motion. Can we just say a meeting in October right now and see where we get with that?
Okay.
Yep.
Preferably early October, I presume, so we can...
I'm thinking it's the second weekend. He's not available the first weekend, yeah. And the third is what I recollect, but I'll have to double-check on that. So I think the second weekend is available.
Second weekend sounds fine.
Okay.
And Bill, could I just say something on that note?
Yeah, okay, Neil.
For the two weekends that are up for grabs, could you guys please do a poll?
Of the PNB?
Yes. Poll all directors for which weekend is the better weekend.
Okay. Well, we also need our legal counsel, too.
The two that he's available, I'm talking about, to please do a poll.
Okay. All right. Let me ask a question. If we swap dates to save money because Houston is less expensive than New York, then if we have the New York meeting and make the annual meeting late January, is that a good time for New York? Is it less expensive then?
Less expensive.
Yeah, okay. Winter would be one of the times to go to New York. I mean, you know, it's always expensive, but it's less expensive at the end of January.
Okay.
It's less expensive. expensive, but I mean, I hate to point out, you know, when we had the meeting in D.C. in the winter, if my plane had left 45 minutes later than when it did, I would have been stuck in Washington, D.C. for 2 weeks at foundation expense because I shut down the airport. So there is something to be considered about flying to the East Coast in January that is, can sometimes work out fine and other times may not. And that's a variable we won't know about when we plan a meeting. So.
Okay. Let me just one point of information based on, I think, something Teresa said. Yeah, peak hurricane season in Houston and the Gulf Coast is August and September. That's when most of them come in. But some of them do come in July, and some of them come in October, but not very many. So October is relatively safe for that. And in any particular year, we usually don't get one, but you never know. Okay, so we have Tracy's motion to have an in-person meeting in October in Houston. Is there any more discussion on that motion? Hearing none, are there any objections to that motion?
Yes, this is Lydia. I already said okay. I objected.
Okay, I just wanted to make sure. Okay, well, if there's no more discussion, Campbell, you want to call the roll on that motion?
Sure, just a moment. Let me get it handy here. Sometimes you put these things away. Okay. The motion is for an in-person meeting October in Houston. Moved by Tracy. And Teresa Allen.
It just says in October?
Yes.
I'll abstain.
Okay. Nia Bediaco?
No tengo, no dinero.
Lydia?
No.
Okay. Arlene?
No.
Okay. Campbell will pass. Afia?
Yes.
Okay. Summer?
Yes.
Okay. Tracy?
Yes.
Levarne, are you here? Don't hear you, Levarne. Bill?
Yes.
Okay. Let's see. And there's one more vote, and my goodness, 1, 2, 3, 4. Campbell will vote no. So we have 4 yeses. 1, 2, 3, 4 no's, and 1 abstention. So the motion fails.
Motion fails. Okay. Thank you. All right. Let's see. New business. Is there any new business? Okay. Campbell, you want to review action items? I made a few notes, too. I'm not sure if you got them all.
Just a moment, please. Let me start from the beginning, I guess. Okay. We have an action item regarding strategic planning, and that's where Teresa, Bill, Summer, Arlene, and others who are so inclined, we'll dialogue by email on this. We have regarding development task force or development issue that this would be brought up with the development committee or development task force, and we would go from there. Let's see. In fact, that's that, I think, is all that I have for action items. I have more.
Questions on the bylaws amendments? Anybody has any, send them to Summer and me by Friday.
Oh, yeah.
Bill?
And Lydia and I need to talk.
And also...
Sorry, Bill.
If there's legal concerns, I guess.
Nia mentioned the ED and CFO job descriptions and the ads, that would be included in the meeting on the 9th.
Right. Those I'll send to them after the meeting. I just wanted to remind us something about before we adjourned. We talked about not having a coordinating meeting in September. We said we will go back to that.
Oh, thank you. Right.
Well,
considering we may have a lot of conference calls in September.
I don't think we need it.
Bill, this is Summer.
Okay, well, go just hold on, Summer. Nia, go ahead.
I was asking the Madam Chair, do we really need this?
Yeah, I don't, Bill, I don't see, if the motion, like I had said at the beginning of the meeting, if the motion had carried to have an in-person meeting in October, then I'd feel we need a September coordinating committee to deal with those details attendant to an in-person meeting. But since that motion just failed, unless it comes back and gets revived and brought back up, at this point, I don't see any need to schedule a September coordinating committee. We can do what we do every month, Pinky, which is get together that agenda based on what we got done and what still needs to get done. I think we could skip it, considering our tech team is going to be kind of stretched thin with the conventions, and we have a whole third of the month that they're not available to stream, so all the other meetings are kind of bunched up. So I would move that we skip the September coordinating committee meeting unless something changes. And if something changes, then we can deal with that at that point, you know?
Okay, I guess we'll play it by ear. I have a feeling if we start scheduling a lot of extra teleconference meetings to handle budget, some people may have second thoughts, but I don't know. It may be too late by then to schedule an in-person meeting. But
I agree. I mean, frankly, if an in-person meeting doesn't get scheduled now or very shortly, that's done, you know?
So. Yeah.
Okay.
Mr. Chair, we need a vote on that or further discussion?
Vote on what?
Canceling.
Summer
September.
Move that we skip the September coordinating committee meeting.
Oh, okay. Is there any discussion on that?
No.
This is Tracy.
No.
Can I say something?
Yeah, go ahead, Tracy.
I think we may need a motion from the coordinating committee that commits the PNB to meeting every week between September 15th and October 15th, because I think the vote that this committee just made has, in factual terms, committed the board to doing that, and I think the board should be able to agree that they want to do that or not agree that they want to do that, because there's no factual way that we will get through all of these budgets without doing that. So I think that whatever the committee has decided really needs a motion to the effect that the board commits to meet once a week or more between September 15th and October 15th.
This is Lydia.
Information,
Mr.
Chair. Okay, hold on. That sounds like a motion. So.
Board, and that the board needs to schedule those meetings now and get them on the calendar. I mean, we're not going to tell the auditor that we didn't pass budgets because we didn't have any days free on KPFDS. So
this is Lydia.
There are a few days as it is. So the motion is that the coordinating committee asked the PNB to schedule weekly meetings between September 15th and October 15th for the purpose of approving divisional, national, and consolidated budgets.
Could you run that by one more time, please?
I'll second that.
Okay. Sorry, Campbell.
The committee asked the PNB to schedule weekly meetings between September 15th and October 15th
for the purpose of approving divisional, national, and consolidated budgets.
Teresa for the SAC.
And Lydia had previously asked to be on the stack as well.
Okay, right. Sorry, I didn't write you down. Go ahead, Lydia, and then Teresa.
Yes, okay. So Teresa actually had come up with an option last year in lieu of an in-person meeting, which also included some weekends. So I think that that's an option also. It's not that we always have to meet every single night. You can have perhaps a longer meeting if you meet Saturday morning for a couple of those weekends, and we might not have to meet every single week, and we might. Even if we do, I would still support it. But I remember that Teresa had a very nice schedule developed just for the purposes of cleaning up our ongoing items on the agenda, and this is so far more specific. I personally have found when we met in were we in D.C., I guess, last year when we did the budget, and I remember I think Tracy was still working on them in the lobby when we went off to the theater, but you had difficulties with the projection of the items. It was easier to see on your computer for those who take their laptops with them and so forth. It's easier for me. If I'm at home with my desktop looking at those figures, I can focus far more than I can at an in-person meeting. So I don't think all of the benefits are there. And I would support including some weekend days. We do it for the LSBs. Why not do it for the PMB?
Okay, I think that's included in Tracy's motion because Tracy didn't specify dates. Is that right, Tracy? We'll just have to poll the PNB and see when they can meet.
Put me on the stack, please. I'll answer your question when you get to me. There's other things I want to say.
Okay.
Easy for the stack. Arlene,
okay, so Teresa. Okay, Teresa, and then Afia, and Arlene, and Tracy. Okay, Teresa.
Okay.
Well, in case you hadn't noticed, I voted for the cuts. And I think that one of the easiest ways for us to have had balanced budgets and budgets that would have been done is if we would have followed the leadership of our executive director who had the vision and was looking at the big picture of the foundation as a whole. But one other way to avoid lengthy PNB meetings is for us to take action against GMs that don't meet their deadlines, take actions against LSBs that don't meet their deadlines. I mean, let the LSB hold the lengthy meetings or whatever it takes to get these budgets done. I mean, the general managers are paid to do balanced budgets, figure out what needs to be done. The LSBs have that responsibility to make it work. And we shouldn't be worrying, sweating blood to be cleaning up after insubordinate, obstructive individuals and groups. Thank you.
Okay, Afia?
I believe it's the PFC is already directed at the ED, and so when the ED fails to write up or to require or see that GMs meet the deadlines, it's not the PMB's responsibility to sanction them. But even more than that, I would remind us that we have, that at least some of us have other commitments, including running radio stations, as well as longstanding local community, and in my case, international commitments. So the notion that I and anybody else is going to be available every week and weekends to do what the chair of the National Finance Committee points out that historically has taken a significant amount of time, even when it's an in-person meeting, is not being realistic. And I can assure you that I will not be available every week, and rarely on weekends, as I already have commitments to the end of the year for weekend. Thank you.
Okay. Arlene?
Yeah, even if they're coming in from the LSBs, they're going to, you know, as having been gone through carefully, they're still going to take time to go through these budgets. There is at least one day, two of the weeks, there are 2 days available between September 18th and October 15th.
Okay. Tracy, we'll go back to you.
Okay. A couple of things. I'm going to echo what Afia said, which is I cannot commit that my Saturdays will necessarily be available. I will do the best that I can. I am willing to allocate one Saturday, as I would have done for an in-person meeting. I also have LSB meetings on Saturdays, and I have a life, and occasionally it involves me doing things on Saturdays besides KPFA and Pacifica. So I'm going to echo what Afia is saying and suggesting that this committee is, what's the word? This committee is binding members of the board in a way that I'm not sure is fair. I'm not sure that it's realistic. And if, in fact, that is our intent, I think we have to get some sanction from the board that they are willing to put these hours in order to avoid an in-person meeting. And I don't think that until we receive that any final decision should be made. I appreciate Lydia sacrificing everybody's Saturdays, but that's their decision to make. It's not her decision to make. So I'm feeling like we're not leaving here with anything conclusive, and I think, given time, if we can't get an assurance from the board that people are willing to meet every single week for 3 to 4 weeks to finish these budgets, that we will have to reexamine the issue, because I don't think we can assume that people will do things without asking them, and I don't think we can bind up their time in that way without their permission.
Point of information.
Okay, thank you. Gamble?
Yes. The motion that we're looking at, I think, if it were supported by some particular dates, might be getting the kind of commitment that it seems would be necessary, or at least it would be put in front of the PNB in a fashion that it could make a decision on the 9th. And the motion, let me just read again, is that the coordinating committee asks the PMB to schedule weekly meetings between September 15th and October 15th for the purpose of approving divisional and consolidated budgets.
This is Lydia. I have a substitute.
Okay, Lydia.
So my motion would be that the 4 days that you had planned for the in-person meeting, which was in October, whatever weekend everybody was going to block off for October, that starting with, right, Friday, Saturday, Sunday, and Monday, that should just be blocked off for teleconference calls meeting. We were all going to block it off anyway if it's approved. If it's not, then...
Okay. We don't know what day that weekend that would be at, but you're suggesting then... 4 days of teleconference.
Three to 4 days. I actually would prefer three. I think we could get it done in three, but if not three, then 4 days.
3 to 4 days. Okay. All right. So now we have a motion and a substitute motion on the floor. You can discuss either one of them. Who was that, Teresa?
Summer. Where is it? People can't really stay on the phone for 3 days straight.
You have to come back.
Well, no. Yeah, let me go to Summer, and then I'll put you back on the stack, Tracy.
Don't worry, we won't.
Summer?
I was going to say probably what Tracy was just saying. I mean, I think it's ludicrous that anyone could actually conduct meaningful business of any sort whatsoever by being on the phone 8 hours a day for 3 days. I think our attention span starts to fade significantly when we hit the three-hour mark on all of these phone calls. People are restless. They need to use the bathroom. They need to eat. Even if we schedule breaks and sitting on a telephone where you have to have this a different type of attention in order to hear everybody over their crackling lines and the noise, it's a type of hyper-attention that's entirely different from the type of attention that we have in an in-person meeting where you can see people face-to-face and you can get up and move around. I don't think that would be productive at all, frankly, and I think we would find a significant drop-off of participation, like, after day one because of the exhaustion factor. I think either we have an in-person meeting, or if we're not having in-person meetings, I think it's far more realistic to try and get people to commit to once-a-week meetings for 4 weeks to get the budgets out of the way. I don't believe in chewing up the Saturdays either. Many of us have commitments on the weekend, and some of them are even just to our local board stuff. So I think we should try to get past, again, we get bogged down in the details and we don't get the main stuff handled. If we can reach agreement that we need to meet more frequently, then we can poll everybody as to, hey, can we meet every day? You know, we normally meet on Thursdays. Can we meet every Thursday for 4 weeks? You know, that's what we need to get to. I don't think it's realistic to try and fit kind of time that we would put in an in-person meeting, put it on the telephone. That's not workable. So I would support the first motion, and then we hammer out the details as to whether that entails, like, a Saturday out of it. And I don't mind, like, if we had one longer day that was on a Saturday if there's sufficient concurrence and we're not going to have, like, part of the board there and the rest of it's off doing something else because it's a Saturday. It would be better to, quite frankly, it would be better to cancel some other meetings with recurring committees if that's what's necessary to get the budgets passed. So if we have to say FRAT doesn't meet, you know, this month, and we're going to have an extra PNB meeting on that day, then that's a more workable solution, to juggle around some of the other things because budgets are a priority rather than to try and get people to do the completely unrealistic, which is to sit on the phone for days at a time, which they won't do. So I hope we come to some conclusion like that and just get on with it. We need to pass the budgets. If we're not meeting in person, let's do it on the phone.
Okay, any more discussion on the motion?
Because there was some confusion.
Okay, Lydia?
About my motion. Yeah, I was not suggesting that we stay on the phone for 8 hours, but Tracy had mentioned it takes about 8 hours to go through these, so I was suggesting the 3 hours is what I had mentioned. So, like, if we met three days for 3 hours, and I mean, we avoid the extra day of flying and flying back. And so just, you know, three, whether they're consecutive or not, we could have one of our regular meetings on Thursday for in the evening, as we always do, and then what, 3 hours on Saturday, 3 hours on Sunday, and it's done. So okay. I was not suggesting meeting for any amount of time beyond 3 hours at a time, which
Thank
is
you.
What we already do.
Thank you.
Okay, I think it was Tracy. Did you want to be on the stack? Well, I didn't write you down, but I forgot. Or was there somebody else that wanted to be on the stack?
Yeah, I guess I'll be on the stack. Again, I would worry about attendance, and I would worry about people, you know, ability to get through all of that in one evil chunk. I think once a week for 4 weeks is a more sensible way to do it. But whatever.
Okay. Can we go ahead and vote
again,
on this?
Yeah. And again, I mean, people need to commit and to be comfortable committing with what they're doing.
Let's vote.
Okay.
Meeting Saturday
right.
and
yeah.
Sunday.
So first,
Friday, Saturday.
First we need to vote on whether to make the substitution, whether to substitute Lydia's motion for the original one. Does everybody remember what that is?
Yes, Mr. Chair.
You want to read it for us?
Yes. That 4 days that were planned for October's in-person meeting will be blocked off for the PMB.
At 3 hours a day each.
At 3 hours a day each.
3 to 4 days, because I said the fourth is optional.
Okay.
Teresa Allen.
Okay, so So if you if you're voting, if you want the substitution, vote yes. If you don't want that substitute motion, vote no.
Okay, Teresa Allen. Are you there, Teresa? Nia Bidiaco?
Yes.
Okay. Lydia Brazon?
Yes.
Okay. Arlene Engelhardt? Are you there, Arlene?
Pass.
Okay. Campbell Johnson.
Excuse me, Campbell, I meant abstain.
Abstain, okay. Afia Wangaza?
No.
Okay. Summer Reese?
No.
That was a no? Okay. Tracy Rosenberg?
I'm going to vote no.
Okay. LaVarne Williams? Can't hear you, LaVarne. Okay. Bill Crozier?
No.
Okay. Campbell will vote no. So that's 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 no's, 1, 2 yeses, and 1 abstention.
Okay, now we need to vote on the original motion. Can you read that for us again, Campbell?
Sure.
Tracy's motion.
Just a moment, please.
Hello, hello, this is Teresa. Can you hear me?
Yes.
We can now.
Okay, I thought I passed.
No,
you
didn't
hear you.
You didn't hear me. Okay,
no.
Well, I... you didn't, I guess I didn't hear you say that you didn't hear me, so I thought you were taking the path.
Okay.
Well,
both
sorry.
Sides,
it wouldn't have mattered.
Either way, it wouldn't have changed things.
All right. Okay.
Okay, so the substitute failed. Now we're going to be voting on the original motion, the main motion.
And
so can you read that for us, Campbell?
The main motion was that the coordinating committee asked the PMB to schedule weekly meetings between September 15th through October 15th for the purpose of approving divisional and consolidated budgets.
Say that again?
The coordinating committee asks the PMB to schedule weekly meetings between September 15th through October 15th for the purpose of approving divisional and consolidated budgets. Okay. Is everyone clear? Teresa Allen?
Yes.
Okay. Nia Bidiaco?
Yes.
All right. Lydia Brazon?
Yes.
Okay. Arlene Engelhardt?
Yes.
All right. Campbell Johnson will vote yes. Afia Wangaza?
No.
Okay. Summer Reese?
Yes.
Okay. Tracy Rosenberg?
I'm going to pass.
Tracy, are you there?
Yeah, I'm not sure.
I'm sorry.
I can't hear you, Tracy.
I couldn't understand you.
Oh, I'm sorry. Let me pass. I'm not sure.
Okay. Now, you know this is your motion, right?
I know.
LaVarne Williams? Can't hear you, LaVarne. Okay. Bill Crozier?
Yes.
Okay. Tracy, do you have a vote for us?
Yes.
yes, you have a vote, and what is that vote?
And that vote is yes.
Oh, thank you. Okay, so this is... eight yes, one no. Yes, eight yes and one no. So it passed.
Okay, thank you.
And Bill?
Yeah, Arlene?
This is just a bit of unrelated news, and I guess it's only Tracy besides me that it may affect, but there's a huge fire at the Chevron facility in Richmond. The BART station is closed. So far there are no reports of injuries, but the smoke is shooting 5 to 6 miles up in the air from two different places.
Oh, my
good
God.
Grief.
Wow.
Wow.
Well, be
thank
careful
you
and be safe there.
I had no idea.
Okay.
Thanks, Arlene. Jesus.
That's pretty horrible.
Wow.
Now, we had a motion also on the floor, I think, before that. Let's see, the substitute there. Oh, this one that we did not engage was that we skipped the September Coordinating Committee meeting. This was Summer's motion.
Right. I forgot about that. We should have dealt with that first. Oh, maybe we postponed it then. Okay. Are there any objections? Let me say, are there any objections to that? I mean, we can always reconsider it later if we need to, but any objections to skipping the September Coordinating Committee meeting? Okay, hearing none, then we'll skip that.
Without objection. Okay.
Right. And I guess Summer and I, when we're working on the agenda, we need to make sure that this gets on the agenda for sure. And maybe we should email people in advance to be thinking about what days are good for them or bad for September and October. So we can get it on the calendar.
Okay.
Thank you.
Very good. And
okay. I think that's, we got through the action items, didn't we? Or was there anything else?
Yes, we did. And if there's no other business, I'll move adjournment.
Okay. Oh. Any objections?
Without
thank you, everybody.
10:30.
Talking to you Thursday.
Night.
Thank you, everyone.
Night. Thanks.
Good night.
Good night.